Okay, so now let's talk about creating and getting clear on your outcomes. So as a messenger, as a hero, as someone that's called to share your message, you want to be clear on the outcomes that you have for yourself and for others. So the first thing, I'm going to talk about the outcomes that you want to create for yourself. And I touched on this a lot previously, so I'm not going to talk about it too much, but what do you really want? That's the biggest thing. Clarity is power. So being clear on what you really want. And when it comes to success, what does success mean to you? And how will you know when you're successful? What is the proof? And another thing that you need to get clear on is what had to happen for you to feel successful, for you to feel fulfilled, for you to feel happy with your progress. Because sometimes we're just chasing success and we have this image of success that's not even what we really want. Or we have this image of success that attached to this material thing or this material object. And as long as we don't have this house, as long as we don't live in this area, as long as we don't have this car, we don't feel successful. Even though we've done so much, we've accomplished so much, we came so far, and it's enough for us to feel fulfilled. It's enough for us to feel happy with our progress. But because we don't have this thing that's so far out there, because we don't have this carrot that's dangling in front of us, we don't feel successful. And then we start to tell ourselves these stories, and we start to doubt ourselves, and we start to beat ourselves up, and then we lose that passion and that energy. So you want to get clear on what you really want, and what does success mean to you? How will you know when you're successful? What will the proof be? How will you feel? What has to happen for you to feel successful? And a big thing, a big insight that I want to share with you is that you can feel these feelings right now. You can feel successful right now. I'm sure that you can think of something or think about the way that you're building your business or growing your brand for you to feel fulfilled. What can you do right now to feel happy with your progress? What do you have to think about? What do you have to remember? What do you have to look at? What do you have to do to feel happy with your progress? Because when you can feel the feelings now, it'll allow you to step into your power and create more of those feelings. If you felt happy right now, if you felt successful right now, if you felt fulfilled right now, if you showed up as that version of yourself right now, then it's like, boom. You're going to go out there, you're going to continue wanting and experiencing those feelings and showing up as your best self, and it's going to shine through everything that you're doing. So you want to have that outcome and know what success is for you. And now let's talk about creating goals. You want to create a goal for yourself. And you're going to have a time frame. So maybe within the next 30 days, maybe the next 60 days, 90 days, a year from now, you want to create a goal. But here's the thing that I really want to talk about. It's not enough to just have this goal. But you want to get clear on what has to happen for you to achieve this goal. And what are the action steps or daily actions that you have to take to make this happen. So I break it down and I have a process called GPA. So that's the goal. That's what you want, right? The process. That's what has to happen. That's the journey. And then action. So these are the steps that you need to take on a daily, regular, consistent basis to make this happen and create the goal that you want. So here's an example. And that example is $5,000 a month. And I'm just using this. I'm just using the numbers and the money as an example because it's easy to break down. But by no means am I saying to just focus on money or just focus on, okay, here's what you have to do. Or no way am I telling you that your goal should be $5,000 or $10,000 or anything like that. Right? This is not what this is about. This is not about here's how to make money or here's how to become so obsessed with money. I just want to make that clear. And I'm sure you know that already. But I just want to make that clear that your goal can be about anything. But this is just easy and an easy example for this video. So that's why I'm using it. So your goal is to create a $5,000 per month income. Right? So that's your goal. That's what you want. Now, the next step is what has to happen for you to make that happen. So two things that you have to do is number one, you have to create an offer. You have to have something to sell. You have to have an offer that you're putting out there into the marketplace where you're giving people a chance to say yes or no. And the next thing, you have to land five clients at $1,000 each. So let's say you put together a program. You say, okay, now I want to charge $1,000. And if your goal is $5,000, you have to get five clients. You have to get five clients at $1,000. And that is what has to happen for you to hit your goal. So now that's the process. Now, what are the action steps? What do you have to do to make this happen? So maybe you have to create content daily. Maybe you have to give value every single day. On a daily basis, you want to be sharing your messages, giving value, putting out content through videos, through social media posts, through blogs and articles. You want to be creating content daily. You have to put together the offer. You have to package it. You have to put the price. You have to have that thing ready to sell. You have to be generating leads. You have to be doing strategy sessions. So let's say if you're doing high ticket, you have to want to get on the phone and you want to, that's how you're going to be closing people. That's what you have to do. You have to be getting strategy sessions. You have to be getting on the phone, speaking with people, helping them and enrolling them into your $1,000 program. You have to be studying and learning and investing in yourself and growing daily. So those are the things that have to happen. And here's the secret. You become detached from this $5,000. You become detached from the goal and you become committed and you fall in love with the process and you become committed to doing the work and becoming the person that will allow you to make this all happen. So now with me, one thing that has helped me a lot is I set a goal for myself. I set the intention and I'm not obsessed with that. I'm not thinking about that every single day. What I'm thinking about is just knowing that if I do the work and if I follow the process and if I trust the process, I'll have the goal. So now I know that if I want to hit this income goal, I have to focus on giving value daily. I have to focus on crafting my offer and positioning and packaging it in a compelling way. I have to focus on generating leads and getting strategy sessions and getting on the phone and enrolling people. I have to focus on working on myself and studying and learning and mastering my craft so that I can have the confidence to charge what I'm worth. I can have the confidence to put together this program. And I can have the confidence knowing that I'm giving my best to the people that are buying from me. So you want to set an intention. You want to get clear on the process. And you want to take the action steps. And here's something that I recommend you do. Set an intention for what you want to do, have, or create within the next 30 days of going through this program. Because that will make things so much clearer for you because now you have a clear intention. So you're not just sitting there consuming information, but you know, by the end of this course, I want to have this. I want to do this. I want to become this. I want to feel this way. So get clear on that. So we talked about the outcome for you. Now let's talk about the outcome for others. And this is even more important as a messenger. You want to create a vision that's bigger than you. So here's some questions to help you get clearer and dive deeper into that. What change do you want to see and create in the world through sharing your gifts and your message? What is the outcome or breakthrough that you want to provide for others? What is the transformation that other people will have as a result of experiencing your gift and your genius? And here's something that so many people miss out on. Who will people become as a result of your work? So it's not just about creating an outcome, not just about delivering a result. It's about creating an identity. It's about transforming their life, allowing them to step into a more powerful, a more healthy, a more confident version of themselves. So you want to get clear on who people will become. For me, I know that through this, you'll become a more fulfilled version of yourself. You'll become a more powerful version of yourself. You'll become someone that shares your message with clarity and with confidence, knowing that you're doing your best work. You'll become someone that can stand up in the marketplace and say, this is what I believe. This is what I stand for. This is who I am. And you can do work that's aligned with your purpose, aligned with your passion, and aligned with your calling. That's who you'll become. I know that, and therefore I can structure everything that I do and structure my messaging and my content to deliver this transformation and provide this platform for you to create this identity and step into that version of yourself that you want to be. So who will they become? And another thing is, what are the top three emotions and feelings that you want them to experience? So as a result of going through your course or going through your training or going through your content or hearing your message, what are the emotions and feelings that you want people to experience? For me, I want you to feel fulfilled with everything that you do. I want you to feel fulfilled. I want you to feel authentic, knowing that you're being your best self. You're being you and you're building your business around that. I want you to feel powerful, knowing that you have that clarity, you have that confidence, that you're unstoppable, that your limiting beliefs won't hold you back, the fears won't hold you back, the stories won't hold you back, because your calling matters so much. So I know that through my work, I want you to feel these three emotions. So get clear on that for you. What do you want people to feel? And here's an exercise, a testimonial exercise. I want you to write out a testimonial that you want your ideal dream client to send you. That testimonial that will just wow you. That when you read it, you'll say, this is why I do what I do. And it will fuel you and it will allow you to keep going every single day, knowing that you're doing work that matters. So here it is. Because of you, I blank. I'm finally able to blank. I feel so blank. And you can structure this. You can word it however it feels right to you. Whatever is natural to the way that your ideal client would speak. But get clear on this, create this, and look at it on a daily basis, because now you'll see the impact that you can have on people's lives. So let's say you're in fitness and you're working with women. So they may say, because of you, I'm finally able to fit into the clothes that I had, and I feel so good and I feel so sexy now being in shape again. I didn't think that I could get back in shape. I didn't think that I could do this, having to deal with two kids and going back to school and having a job. I didn't know that I could actually take care of myself. But because of what you did, now I'm in the best shape of my life. Now I feel sexy. Now I feel beautiful in the skin that I'm in. I'm finally able to go to the beach. I'm finally able to wear this dress. I'm finally able to look in the mirror and love what I'm seeing when I look at it. I feel so in control. I feel so sexy. I feel so good hearing these compliments from my husband all the time. And I'm just going off the top of my head, but think about your ideal client. Think about the result that they want. Think about the outcome and the transformation that you want to provide for them. And now write this out. Because everything that you do will be to get this, will be to create this. And I'm telling you, seeing this, getting testimonials saying, because of what you did, you changed my life. Because of what you did, I'm now confident. Because of what you did, I'm able to do what I love. That is what will fuel you. That is more valuable and means more than any money or any materialistic thing that you can get. This feeling of knowing the work that you're doing is helping people and you're serving people and you're making a difference. That's what it's all about. So take some time and create this for yourself. Create a testimonial of your ideal dream client that they would send to you, and make it your goal that every single person that you work with, every single person, regardless if they pay to work with you or just a free prospect that they haven't invested anything with you, you want them to say, because of you, I got this result. Because of you, I'm more confident. Because of you, I have this clarity. It doesn't matter who it is. As long as it's their ideal dream client, you want to have a vivid image of the transformation that you provide for them, the result that you provide for them, the way that they're going to feel, who they're going to become. So creating this exercise and writing it down and looking at it will allow you to do that. It will allow you to continue believing in yourself and moving with that purpose, knowing that you're doing work that matters. So do that. Really get clear on your goals. Set that intention. Follow the testimonial exercise. Take action on this stuff. And I'll see you on the next video.